Take your Bibles and turn to James chapter 5, if you would, please. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, we're in James chapter 5. We're going to begin in verse 7 and read through verse 12. I'll read. You follow along in your Bibles. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about being patient. All right? I should, at this moment in time, take a very long pause just to see how well you would do. Is he going to say anything? Is he going to do anything else? Come on, we got to get out of here. We got to get on with it. And he's going to run out of time. He's going to make us stay late. He's going to blame it on us. Those are things that I do. Because we're not flipping our pages fast enough. Right? Folks, really, aren't we an impatient society? I've heard this said by somebody else. I've added a little bit to it. But we seem to be in a Burger King society. They want it their way, and they want it now. Nobody wants to wait. You know, young kids are growing up and getting out of high school, and just out of high school, they want a car, they want a house, they want money in their bank account. You gotta work for it. What? They want a job that's not too hard and pays them a lot of money. They do. And they think they deserve it. It's expected. You know, when moms and dads in their 50s and 60s and 70s, if you will, are finally getting to a point where they can kind of enjoy life a little bit. Through years and years of saving and hard work and sacrifice, you know, come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you just don't want to say amen because you don't want to reveal how old you are. Okay, I don't know. But you know, amen, hallelujah. But you know what? Man, they just want it all. They want it all now. There's no patience. You know, believers, sometimes... I think as we've gone through on Sunday nights and read through Psalm 119, David shows a little bit of impatience sometimes, does he not? God, when are you going to act for me? My enemies are against me. I've been faithful to you. Come on, God. Get with the program. You know, we can get a little bold sometimes and get a little impatient. Or how about dealing with people just about us? And for that matter, lost people who don't know any better, if you will, who don't have eternal life, who have not been translated from darkness to light, who have not been given a new nature. Of course they're going to try to cheat you. Of course they're going to try to shortchange you. Of course they're going to try to do those things because they're sinners. Did you forget that you were once that way? But yet we get so impatient with people, don't we? And then, from believer to believer, we oftentimes get impatient. Sometimes pastors get impatient. Why aren't these people growing? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? And you're not doing that, by the way, but you're doing well. I said some pastors, not me. I should clarify that, I suppose. He's like, is he talking about me? No, I'm not. But you know what? Or... this brother, this sister has been a member of this church for this long and they're still not Sunday school teachers and they're still not They're going soul winning. They're still not doing this. They're still not doing that. Well, good grief. Shouldn't we have a little patience? We should. We should. This is just something we need to develop. Now listen, I am not at all saying that we should just, you know, forever overlook things. But we just need to kind of have a little patience. Now, you say, why in the world would you say something like, that to us? Because God, in His example, has been more than patient with us. Okay, more. More than any of us ever deserve. Could we agree on that? I mean, I certainly think so. So then why shouldn't we be patient to others? And the answer is we should. Okay, so we need to develop this thing of patience. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy and chapter 2. Just a few books of the Bible you're flipping to the right, I suppose. Go back that way. 2 Timothy 2. Look what it says here in verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Patient. In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. What does it say? That if we're going to be a servant of the Lord, we need to learn to be patient. To be patient. Are we going to deal with others the way God has dealt with us? I'm just asking. You know, we go through and we have a little scripture song that we sing in our Sunday school programs and school programs. Ephesians 4:32, right? And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Do, do, doodly do. Ephesians 4:32. Whoop! Okay? Now listen. If we're going to follow Christ's example in forgiveness, in love, in all these other areas, why not patience? Why not patience? We need to learn to deal with others patiently. Just had a recent reminder of that Monday night. Yes. And you know what? I did my very, very best to be extremely patient. I think it turned out just fine. But you know what? I haven't always been patient. Actually, I was kind of an impatient person before I became a Christian school principal. Maybe that's helped me over the years. But can I tell you something? It's something I've had to really work on. Because I'm kind of a impatient person. I want things done when I want them done and how I want them done. But we've got to learn a little bit the boundaries. You know, people are people. They're going to do what people do. Learn to be patient. God's patient with us. We ought to be patient with others. In 1 Timothy, it says, just one more book back that way. In chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? You understand that being patient is part of what I'm supposed to be as a pastor. But you know what? It's also what we're supposed to be as Christians. Yeah, oh, pastor, you have to be patient, but I can be impatient. Well, no, not quite. I think we all should be patient. Patience goes a long way. You know, oftentimes it's said that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Right? You know what? Don't you think we might get more done for the cause of Christ if we learn to be a little more patient with people? Instead of flying off the handle here and flying off the handle there and condemning this person and condemning that person and, you know, well, let's see. The Bible says something about that. In 1 Thessalonians 5 says, and we beseech you, brethren, know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. It says that twice. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Well, what's in that list? Well, all these other things too, right? But patience is. Being patient is in there likewise. In Romans 2, the Bible tells us, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and thou doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, knowing not that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness, an impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation against a revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. You know what's included in that? Patience. You know, we just go around judging this person, judging that person, condemning this person, condemning that person. When we, at some times and sundry times in our lives, are the same way. You know, it's funny how quickly we forget how long it took us to come to the point in Christ that we are. And we expect others to get there so much more quickly than we did. Is that fair? I don't think so. I mean, I was saved in the summer of 1985. That's a long time ago. I've been saved a long time. I mean, I should have matured spiritually a little bit since then. Shouldn't I? Do you know how long it's taken me? A long time. So, new people come in to the faith and into the kingdom of God and to the church. And we expect them to be a mature Christian in 2 to 3 years. Is that fair? When some of us has taken 20, 30 years to get to the points that we're at? We need to be patient with others. You know what God's heart was? It was to others, to mankind, to whom he wanted to redeem. In Matthew chapter 18, he gave a parable about this. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he hath, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, he should have recognized this. It just came from his own lips. Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant. Do we really want that to be our testimony in the eyes of God? That God would have such patience with us, yet we cannot have patience with others. I'm just trying to help us develop this trait of patience in our lives. You know, patience is kind of defined as not being easily provoked. Calm, not revengeful, not hasty, not over eager or impetuous, waiting or expecting with calmness without discontent. Okay, God, I'll wait, but I'm not happy about it. That's not very patient. You see, we need to learn patience. Patience is actually one of those characteristics that God displays to us and wants us to develop in ourselves. Let me tell you about God and his patience. David said, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation.
On thee do I wait all the day. Oh, David knew about God's patience. And David was willing to wait on God in his power and in his divine providence. Psalm 27, David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Isaiah says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Lamentations, Jeremiah wrote and said, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians, Paul told the church in Thessalonica, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. You know, God in his patience is often called long suffering. Paul said in 2 Timothy, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, and he even names it patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. God has equipped us to be able to be patient if we choose to be patient. Remember Moses? He got impatient with God's plan. Y'all know that, right? Raised up in Pharaoh's house. Was doing great. Decided to go kill somebody. That wasn't the deal. Cost him, didn't it? Did God still decide to use him? Yes. Will God still use you? Yes. But you don't have to go through that if you just learn to be patient. God has been patient with us. How many countless times and chances, if you will, did God give you to be saved? How many times did you reject him? How many times did you refuse to walk his way and his path? Hey, I remember a preacher telling us this once. I don't believe in a God of second chances. Because if two is all you got, we'd be in a heap of trouble. See what I mean? I always thought that was very appropriate. Because I can think back to multiple times that I've failed God. But he's been patient with me. Has he been patient with you? So what does patience yield in our lives? Solomon said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. It's wise. Makes sense, doesn't it? You understand that we need to learn patience. In Luke 8, verse 15, it says, But on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. You know, this is the parable of the sower, right? And bringeth forth fruit with patience. You know, at the beginning part of this year, we put out the theme of cultivating. God cultivating in our lives. And that thing of digging up the soil and fertilizing and doing a work in us so that we can become fruitful. Do you know what it takes? It takes patience. Hey, this spring, I've looked out the window of our kitchen area, dining room area, and I saw that beautiful peach tree out there. It's a scraggly looking thing. But boy, it's got branches everywhere. It's got buds everywhere. And it just comes to mind that silly peach tree, that little scraggly looking peach tree, gave over 200 peaches to us last year. Beautiful, tasty, yummy, wonderful white peaches. But you know what? I have to wait for them. I can't go out there and get them now. Can't go out and plant a seed and expect it to produce fruit tomorrow. We have to wait. We have to be patient. In Romans chapter 5, the Bible tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Isn't that amazing? Hey, over in Ephesians, we're told to add to our faith. Are we not? In Colossians, we're supposed to add to our faith. And we're supposed to add In 2 Peter, we're supposed to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. It's supposed to be part of what we add to our life. These things are so important. You see, as a believer in Christ, patience is very important. In James chapter 1, James says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. He didn't say if, did he? One of these trials and tribulations and difficult things that would cause us to be impatient, are they going to happen in our lives? Yes. When? I don't know. But it's not an if. It's a when. They are going to come. How are you going to respond? My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You see, God's going to try to exercise our patience. See, why are all these bad things happening to me? Maybe God wants you to have more patience. See, why am I keep going through these things? Because you're not learning. Right? In school, when you fail a test, what do you have to do? Yeah, do it again. Or hopefully not, but maybe even repeat the grade. How many of you are still in the third grade? Spiritually. Okay. Yeah. Oof. Don't raise your hand. Okay. No, he says, hey. Trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, I like this. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and in Tyre, wanting nothing. Isn't that amazing? God loves us so much, He's going to help us work on our patience. He's going to put things into our lives to help us develop patience. I found in looking through this characteristic, kind of a definition. In Revelation 14, I'm not going to get into the theology of all the things that are happening in the end times. But it says here just something about the saints that I thought was interesting. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. You know, that was kind of an interesting thing that he said about the saints. But he mentioned the word patience. Patience. Are we trusting the Lord instead of trusting ourselves? Are we waiting upon Him? Are we following His example? How do we deal with others? Are we passing the test? Are we developing patience in our lives as Christians? When it comes to difficulties, how do we respond? God has forgiven us. Remember, He's the King that forgave such a great debt. You going and taking a chokehold on a fellow brother and sister in Christ or even a lost person? Say, give me all that you owe me now. Is that your attitude? Is that the way you deal with others? We need to work on these things. Not easily provoked. Calm. Not revengeful. Not hasty. Not overeager or impetuous. Waiting. Expecting. With calmness. And without discontent. Being patient. I think God has given us a clear line to follow, example to follow of being patient. And we can develop that characteristic in our daily lives.